Well, hello there, everyone. Welcome again to the Weekly Waffle Podcast. My name's Vinny, and with me, as always, is your boy.
Me!
Wow.
It's me. Like
that clapping. I thought we were going to go for like a wrestling intro there. I thought we were going to be like WWF.
WWF?
Yeah.
Okay.
The World Wrestling Foundation.
So what making a song are we? Making a song about WWF?
What would a F?
I'm going to beat you up. In WWF, we're just going to continue the rest of the song to sound fast. We're just going to go maybe something nice. Like WWWWF, WWWWWF.
I like it.
Oh, I don't know what to sing.
No, you'd have been a great crap singing. Wrestler, you would. Exactly.
Wrestlers,
back in the changing room.
Wrestlers don't sing.
Spend time sewing more sequins on your pants. And that's it. You're done for.
Do you think the next age of wrestlers are going to have mumble rap intros? Hibbida flippin'.
And welcome to the ring, Henny! One of those.
Yeah, like the Migos. Like
the Migos, the three Amigos.
Have you ever listened to the Amigos?
The Amigos?
Yeah?
No.
Or Migos, whatever they call themselves.
Migos.
They,
Migos
one
to
of
the
their
shop.
Songs, just them saying one word.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not as bad as Gucci Gang, is it?
No, well.
Because that's,
I mean, you can have a look at
it
if you want. I don't know what the name of it is, and I've got my phone on me currently.
Oh.
But it's like the name of a car or something.
Is it? And they just say that? Like, Audi, 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 Audi. Ooh.
Yes, kind of. I mean, not like that. It has some sort of beat to it.
Some sort of beat.
It's not great. Oh, whatever.
Whatever, exactly.
Whatever!
Well, I think we'll carry on.
Shh.
Life will continue on this planet without knowing.
Well.
Life will always find a way to continue without a one-word song.
Are you trying to do like an impression of David Attenborough and...
Who?
Morgan Freeman.
David Attenborough and Morgan Freeman. David Attenborough. Here we have the song.
Did you know that...
Morgan Freeman. Now we have the song. They are all singing.
Right, this may be a completely false fact. I don't remember fully.
A false fact?
Did you know that the scientist guy in Jurassic Park was David Attenborough's brother?
That would be Richard Attenborough.
Who is now dead, I think.
Yes, he is dead. But also...
Living in the dinosaurs.
Living on a prayer.
Living in the dinosaurs. the dinosaurs.
That's a whole different movie. My brother is in the dinosaur. Up to the balls. Oh dear, we'll cut that bit out.
No. Final episode, we'll just go all out.
We're saying final episode. Where we are with the Waffle Podcast is this. This is where we are. We've been waffling we've done a couple of months. We've done, I think we're at like episode 8. In like the cool down and the
dehumidification.
No. In like the debrief of the podcast, we're thinking, do you know, we just like to go a little bit more off the tracks sometimes. And just go a little bit more crackerjack and... So that's where we are at the minute. So you never know. We might fold the waffle, we might evolve the waffle, or we might, relaunch it on something else. Or not do one. We don't know. That's where we are. Give us your thoughts, obviously, at the Weekly Waffle Podcast at gmail.com.
If you care.
If you care, exactly. If you want us here, let us know. And if you don't, I fully understand. If my bag's packed in the morning, you know, that's fine. Anyway, it's not me, it's you lot. Sorry, it's not you lot. I don't know which way around it is. I'll tell you what we can do, though.
What?
We can review the homework from last week.
The one homework from last week, no.
Oh, you've given it away already. Last week, we decided to go for movies we haven't seen but wanted to. I, myself, chose a newly released movie, which we did get to see. Fossey chose an old-style movie that we hadn't seen and we still haven't seen because we didn't get to watch it. Now, I do blame somebody slightly for this, because when mentioning this movie, what was the movie?
Blade Runner.
I was talking to somebody, said, yeah, well, it's a good movie, it's a good movie. I watched that again recently, but it is really slow. And I thought, oh, I don't know if I really want to watch a 2-hour odd plus movie that's slow. I want action-packed, fast-paced.
Yeah, I suppose. Could you imagine if David Attenborough was in Blade Runner?
I don't know, because I've not seen it.
Riding cyber dinosaurs with his brother in the dinosaur while it's running.
Hanging out the back of the dinosaur.
Are you okay there, brother? Yes, I'm fine.
With his cane, with his little bit of amber in it, with his insect. That's the Jurassic Park reference.
No one can see my facial expressions.
Fossey's pulling weird faces, and I'm like, I don't know why. No one can see your face. No one can, in space, no one can see your face.
Pretty much. Unless you're, I mean, unless you don't have a face, then you would be a fish.
Fishes have faces.
No, they don't.
Of course they do.
No, they look at you with like their little holes.
Fish don't. What holes do fish have apart from eyes and bums? Eyes and bums? Mouths and bums? Do fish have ears?
They have no more holes.
Do they have a soul?
Do they have a soul? Maybe they.
Maybe. Well, I'll tell you who do have souls. Souls.
Oh my god. Wait, do.
You got your Dover soul. You got your lemon soul. You got your rhythm and soul.
Are shoes alive?
Are shoes alive?
I mean, they've got souls.
I think shoes might be alive.
Oh, God. I bet my shoes hate me.
Why? I bet shoes are all really, like, really, like, miffed because they've got, like, a twin, so they're never individual. Whatever shoes, I just want to be different. I'm just like my brother Lefty.
What if you had your shoes?
Yeah. Why don't you just, like, mix shoes with other kinds of shoes? And then they'll be happy. They'll be in a pair, but they'd both be individual.
Yeah, but
different.
Then you'd be socially unaccepted.
What for? Wearing odd shoes?
Yes.
What? Are you shoeist?
Yes. Or I'm very shoeist.
Odd shoeist.
Odd shoeist?
Odd shoeist.
That sounds like a author.
Yes. The latest book by Odd Shoeist.
Indeed.
Like, yeah, like Lord of the Rings. But it's like Lord of the Laces.
Hey!
I like it.
50 Shades of Grey 3, Lord of the Laces.
50 Shades of, yeah, of Grey Inner Souls. So we didn't watch Blade Runner.
No.
We could do a fake review.
Yes.
You ready? It was a bit slow, but it was a good movie. See, that was good.
I liked the part where Rick Harrison burst through and said, "Hey, that assault rifle cannon, that's worth like $50." And then he says, "I guess we're alone now."
He just goes into an 80s pop riff.
Oh my god, could you imagine that?
What?
Rick Harrison.
What Rick Harrison does. Well, I've actually seen him sing in a Who song because he's a big fan.
A Who song? Who's a who?
Who?
Who's a who or who?
No, not a who. Not a Whoville who. Who? The rock band The Who.
I think I've heard of them, but
the
first thing I think of when I think of The Who is like a band on that little speck from Horton Hears a Who.
Yeah, then that's not them.
Could you imagine that? They're like a death metal band, but nobody can hear them because
they're
on that
speck. The Who's not a death metal band.
I don't care what they... I'm talking about Horton Hears a Who.
You don't care about The Who.
Listen.
Who are you?
Listen, you know Horton Hears a Who. You know everyone's on that little speck. They're all killing each other. It's a vision. Nobody knows where they are. Ah!
Oh, dear. Horton Hears a Massacre.
Yes, exactly. Oh, except they tell the future. And it's like, in 50 years...
In the year 2525, Horton Hears a Who.
In the year 2525, a school shall be built. In the base of this school will be children.
They're making the foundations of the school out of children.
Yes,
it's a school
for adults built from children.
Wow.
It'll be dismantled in the year 255, and after that, it shall return, except this time it's made out of firepower, pure firepower. But then after that, it's going to get demolished by cannons, and cannons will take over the area, and now we'll have, at that point, we'll have sentient glass, and sentient glass, well, those break easily, so I suppose we can do something with them. We can melt them down to make bottles of glass. And you drink the bottles of glass and you kill yourself. So I suppose it's kind of a suicidal measure there. But then, oh, wait a minute. At this point now, resurrection is real. But everyone comes back as people made of paint thinner. So the paint thinner people make no sense. Because they just like to kill people with their fumes, their toxic fumes. So then the paint thinner people, they go around to the local, now it's the 8-12. It used to be 7-11, but it's not 8-12. It's 8-12 now because generations have passed. And the clerk there, who is now a robot called Steve, says, "Hello, paint thinner people, what do you want?" And the paint thinner people say, "We want you." And Steve says, "Why do you want me?" And then the paint thinner is like, "To rebuild the school that was built back in the 2000s. And he was like, "Let's build it out of me." So now the entire building is on top of Steve's head and nobody knows about it. And so the funny thing is that it's, the entire school is movable. It moves everywhere. It's like the Romy school. It's like Nanny McPhee, but it can control like 50 kids at once. It's really good. And then also the paint thinner people are like the guards. So if any kids try to leave, they just like jump onto the kids and they just die from toxic fumes. But here's the problem. The kids that like go past this school and they graduate and whatever, they then go to a college that's built onto Steve's brother Bob. In this college, it's very different because this college is built out of human skin, which means it's very flimsy, which is a bit stupid because it's kind of a fire hazard. But hey ho, spaghetti o, that's not what I said. So let's go, let's continue the story. So if you were to graduate from the college made of human skin, you would then have the ability to become a werewolf. Or you could become a paint thinner person. I don't know why you'd want to become a paint thinner person, but you can be what you want. If you're a werewolf, that's pretty cool though, because you can then go and build your own houses out of your own toenails because they grow back so fast and so quick that you can do whatever you want with it. You can cut them, they'll back in a second. But after that, you build your house out of your toenails. What's in your house? A robber. What are you doing with this robber? You're going to eat him. Not like that though. And then you kick out the robber. What does he do? He tells the police. What do the police do? They come to inspect your house. What do they do after they inspect your house? Well, they get on their knees to pray for you. But then the policeman says, "You're free to go." And the werewolf jumps into the sky and flies away. And then Buddha comes down and he goes, "Build a school in my stomach because I'm very fat."
Have you finished?
The end.
Two things. Three things, actually. Firstly, I feel there were mild inaccuracies in what you were saying.
How so?
Two, take a breath. And three, so we didn't watch Blade Runner, did we?
No. Well, you didn't watch Blade Runner in the end.
We didn't watch Blade Runner in the end, but we did watch...
Blade Runner 2.
Slaughterhouse Rules, which is the new film. Just come out, Simon Pegg, Nick Frost. And I must say right up there, there were some bad reviews for this. I noticed the Rotten Tomatoes score was 42. And I think, to be honest, that's inaccurate. Because I think they got the numbers the wrong way around. Because for me, 24 would be a much more adequate score.
Yes.
This is the worst film the Frosty Peg has ever been involved in.
Yes.
For me, anyway. It felt like a student film. Like, not because there was younger people in it. It just felt like it was made by, like, for a project sort of
yeah.
thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Budget-wise, apparently we looked at it and it's like 5 million, which is absolute peanuts for a movie, really, these days, isn't it? I don't know how much of that was wages, but it really wasn't. But there was a lot of CGI in the film as well, which would have took some dollars as well. There was obviously some beasties chomping around and there was various bits of their flaming tower bits and stuff, and all of that would have cost a percentage of the budget. But it was not good, was it?
No.
For the people that were in it, pretty dire.
But then again, they're just actors.
Yes, much the same as most movies. They're just actors.
Yeah, so they can't really control the quality of the film unless it's the acting quality. Hang on a minute.
Actors can't control the quality of the film, just the acting quality. That's what I mean.
No, what I mean is that you were talking about the whole CGI and the thing, but they can't control that. They control how
No, acting. I wasn't saying that the CGI was bad. I'm saying the CGI must have taken a percentage of the budget.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah,
so if they take some budget, whatever, anyway. 5 million quid is not a lot of money for a movie, but I'm sure you could have been turning out some better quality than that.
Yes.
It was not a good film. My advice to you again... Do not take your time to watch it. You're missing nothing. Go back to Shaun of the Dead, do a rewatch, and it's going to be much more entertaining.
Well, for you, I can't bother to watch Shaun of the Dead again. I've watched it too many times. It's boring now.
Okay, we'll go for choices then. Shaun of the Dead or Zombieland?
Zombieland.
Every time?
Pretty much.
I like it. For me, I'd go Zombieland too.
I mean, a Zombieland 2 coming out this year.
Yeah, that was my double down joke. Would go Zombieland 2. Oh, Zombieland as well. But then I'd go Zombieland 2.
Yes, well, we have not seen Zombieland 2. It could be a dramatic failure like Slaughterhouse Rules.
And that was a dramatic failure. So anyway, yeah, so we're I don't even know whether to set homework for next week because we don't even know if we'll be back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We could just, after this, we could just like record like monotone beeping sounds.
What we could do is leave it on a cliffhanger when we finish today.
What, like...
Dun, dun, story. Will they, won't they? Will they, did they, didn't they?
We could
they?
Do a story.
You've just done a blooming 2.5 minute
That was
monologue
even,
of
that wasn't even
terrain.
The prologue. What? That was the editor's note.
What do you mean the editor's note?
That was like, this is a bad book.
That was the fact you've been glossing in your bedroom. The vapours have got to you. That's what that was. What time is it anyway? Because it must be time for your tablets.
Jesus Christ, it's getting a bit dark.
It's time for your tablets.
Talking about other stories, I was walking around the other day, and when I was on the pathway...
I
looked
good
down,
and righteousness.
And I saw...
I was on the pathway to good and righteousness.
I'm going to read that.
What?
I'm going to read the holy book.
Do you know what I listened to today?
What?
And I'm telling you, this is the thing. This episode as well, even more so, is going to absolutely... This is funny as. As you all know, I like my podcasts, and I've been listening to one. What it was, there was a murder case years ago, which these guys were doing an episode of. So I went back to sort of listen to their take on it. I had listened to it before, a few months ago, these guys. Okay. Didn't really gel with it. I listened to probably 15 minutes, and I was like, that's a bit off the wall, a bit crazy.
Yeah.
Went back, listened to the whole episode, and I'm pretty hooked, because these dudes are funny. Three American guys. Their podcast is called The Last Podcast on the Left. And they do all sorts, right? A bit of my favourite conspiracies. Conspiracy files. They do a lot of that. A lot of files. Like Area 51 in and Oofsa O's. They do a lot of that. They do a lot of MIDA. And they do a lot of paranormal sort of stuff as well. And the one I listened to today was their... like an hour-long episode on the Book of Revelations.
What, like the chapter or just
the book? The Book of Revelations.
Okay.
The Book of Revelations is like the last chapter in the Bible. The Old Testament one. King James one.
Yeah,
here's
my thing, right? How big is that book?
Which book?
The Holy Book.
The Holy Bible?
I just think, hey, wait a minute. What, I swear for... See, what weirds me out is you'll see pictures of them like slab thick, and then you have something like a really small one. You don't understand why they're that size. It's like, do they cut out pivotal chapters in the Book of Holes?
But do you know what they said with the Book of Revelations?
What?
They said that, like, essentially the Bible originally, obviously the Bible's like written many years after the event, supposed event, all of that, of what's, you know, took down there.
Yeah.
And the Book of Revelations is like the bit of the, like, they wanted a bit at the end of the Bible to basically scare the crap out of people.
Jesus
to,
Christ.
To listen to, like, to, you know, to follow the word of the Bible. Because the original Bible just, like, peters out with a, oh, you know, and this is what had happened, and it was whatever. And they were like, that's no good, because people are not going to remember it. We need something that's damn scary.
Oh, so you said, like, the world really get destroyed
exactly.
by a meteorite.
So then what they did is there was, like, they'd found, it was quite bizarre, because there was these dudes that this guy had... done something bad on their land or whatever. So this like band of like the three or four brothers essentially kills this guy, you know, cuts him limb from limb.
Okay.
Eats his heart,
nice.
Apparently.
Yeah.
And then when going out into the desert to bury him,
yeah,
which they in their sort of thing of it said, we were out looking for fertile soil to bring back to the town to plant our things.
Yeah.
But they were basically out there hiding this guy's body in the middle of nowhere. And they dig up this thing, which has loads of scrolls in it. Which was loads of different versions of, like, essentially the Book of Revelations. So it's like they'd said to all these, like, scholars at the time, write something really scary for the end of the Bible.
Yeah.
And they all did different versions. And then eventually they were like, well, that one's the one. And then that's the one that's made it in as Revelations.
Wow.
But they were all just like, well, they all give tale of the end of the world, of Armageddon and what happens, you know, in the lead-up, during and before.
Yeah.
And horsemen and... And trumpets and all this. Exactly. But it's just, damn funny listening, man. These guys are really good. They're obviously good friends together. They're really, their broadcasting is proper tight. And they are funny guys. And they're chucking it down. So a total recommendation from me this week. Last podcast on the left. It's about, I don't know, probably 5 or 8 episodes down the list. Book of Revelations episode. I also listened to one the other day, which was about Ouija boards.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Damn.
The history of the Ouija board.
Well, I'll tell you the history of the Ouija board.
Well, you tell me your version first.
In the year 19 something-y something.
Yep, you're not far out. I think it was a little further back.
A certain person called... I forgot his name, hang on.
Go on.
I forgot his name. Started making something at Nintendo called Super Mario Bros.
This is to do with Ouija boards, yeah?
Yep.
Sweet.
The main character was Mario, but they were like, Mario Bros, we need a new character. So they made Luigi. And then he goes, hey, wait a minute. If Mario can have flaming...
It's Luigi board!
If Mario can have flaming fire flowers that make him shoot fireballs,
yeah,
Luigi can have a 2x4 wooden plank.
Yeah.
That's how the Luigi board was done. You heard it here, folks. It's me. I was wondering... Yes. Sorry.
Well, the Ouija board
was
in fact invented by a gentleman called Charles Kennard, who was the founder of the Kennard Novelty Company. And originally, it was called the Fool's Talking Board.
Okay.
Because they had it as a basic, like a parlor game, where you have your board, which is all your words written out, or your letters, and you have the planchette, which is your little triangle. And you'll put your hands on. And supposedly it's the spirits and whatever that shoves it around.
Yeah.
But obviously the other side of it is the fact that it's all a subconscious thing of people and resistance and pushing.
Yeah.
Another thing about Ouija is why is it called a Ouija board? Now, the original thing, which is one of the a falseness that people believe, is that Ouija was taken from the Egyptian word meaning good luck.
Which is kind of against the idea of a Ouija board nowadays.
It is, and also, that's not true, they reckon. Because the guy who invented it, he said, no, that's a mistranslation. Because what it means is, we and ya, as in, we in France is yes.
Yeah.
And ya in German is yes. So it was actually a yes board.
But
so it's even better.
Technically, if you're using this and you get ZOZO, and you're like, no! No! Burn the board. Don't even say goodbye.
Oh, you should never burn the board.
Well, you should say goodbye first.
No, you should not. Apparently, if you want to get rid of one, you don't burn it.
Oh, heck yeah, I'm burning that board. I'm keeping that thing with me.
No, you don't burn it. You have to break it into pieces, apparently. Break it into pieces,
burn
holy water, bury it. No, you can't burn it.
So listen, right? What if I want Senor William guy that I met last night to stay with me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that wasn't...
But the other people think that...
He was a physical person.
There's people that say, well, it does evoke a spirit, or it can do. It doesn't necessarily. Because what they're saying is, basically, it's just like a tool. And, like, when you're using a tool, sometimes it's like, oh, I'm using it for this purpose. But then other times, they're like, oh, I can use it for a different purpose. But yeah, that's a different thing.
Do you find it...
But they also say, oh, yeah, it was the spirit of my great Aunt Murtha. Well, that's just not possible, because, like, Aunt Murtha wouldn't just be, like, hanging around waiting for a bit of a voice. She'd have been off into the ether of spiritiness and gone. So, basically, you might be just getting somebody else.
Do you know what one of the rules of Ouija boards are?
You've got to follow the rules!
Don't do it by yourself.
Really?
How is that
a rule?
It kind of...
There's loads of things I do by myself.
Yes or no, congratulations.
It's a lot of fun. What are you on about?
I said congratulations.
About bike riding.
Bike riding? It's raining.
No, I'm just saying I do that on my own. Thanks very much. So there you go. So there's a lot of people. And obviously the Ouija board was just literally like Monopoly. It was just like, anyone's like, yeah, buy one, give it to the kids for Christmas.
Heck yes!
That's what it was, I'm telling you.
Yes!
Yep. And then it just got the bad press. So
damn, you know what? I'm gonna buy like 15 different books of Satanism and just round it round a Ouija board and go,
hey,
hail my Lord Satan, hey yeah, Satan likes gin. I like gin too, I guess. We're going out for a drink, you twink.
I understand.
What would you do if you could go out for a drink with Satan?
What would I do?
That would be awesome.
Get the first round in. I'll be like that. One up, man.
You want to... Yeah, just drink him out. Or try to.
Do you know what? I was driving down the road, actually.
No way, really?
The other day, yeah.
No way.
And Satan appeared in front of me.
In what?
He appeared in front of me.
What, Satan?
Yeah. Do you know what he said?
What?
Play the best song in the world. Do you know what he would do if I didn't?
What?
He would eat my soul.
I think he'd eat something else as well.
Do you know what?
You're not into that.
And I played the first thing that came to my mind, and it just so happened to be...
The best song in the world.
It was the best song in the world.
But it didn't sound like that. It was a tribute.
It was amazing. So anyway, the last podcast on the left is the go-to for me at the moment. So my recommendation of the week. My pick of the pops. You been doing anything this week then? Anything else I need to know? Anything that's got to be on my radar? My radar of cool.
I don't know. My game's getting better.
Your game is getting better.
Hopefully.
I don't know because I'm not allowed to look at it or play it. Don't look at my game.
Well, I didn't say you can't look at it. I just said it's not ready to play.
I'm the golden cowboy. Don't you look at my game.
I was going to mention it last week, but I've been watching Netflix.
I love Netflix.
I know.
I'm addicted to Netflix. Might as well face it. I'm addicted to Netflix. What have you been watching? You go first.
So far, I know what you're going to do. I know exactly what you're going to do. I've currently watched 3 episodes of The Haunting of Hill House.
I've not watched it yet. Feather watched it and she said it was good.
It's good. I just don't...
Is it addictive? Do you want to watch the next one? Do you want to binge on it?
I don't binge a lot of TV shows. It's interesting, but I wouldn't binge it, personally. I don't know how... Had the watches, though.
Is it scary, spooky
stuff?
It's
got some like creepy scenes in it.
Is it jump scares or is it just like
sometimes
dark
it's jump
and dingy?
But there's like scenes where like basically the story follows.
Oh, hang on. If you want to watch this program, don't listen for the next 5 minutes. We're covered now. We're covered. No, something else.
Basically, the first episode, it's shown that this follows a family of mother, father, gentleman. it follows the mother, the father. 2 sons and 2 daughters, I think. And it follows the story of that for now, and I'm not too far into the story at the moment. Basically, it shows that they all had to leave this house for some reason, and like the mother had got very possessy, so she made spaghetti. So they all left the house and grew up. But there's one of the daughters never really got over this sort of thing. So she had a depresso espresso, and she was like, "Oh, I'm really sad." And she had this nightmare as a kid where she was seeing like this woman with like this head that's like really twisted up, like, and I believe she hung herself, as in the ghost hung herself, and her neck was bleh. So she was like, "Hey, dad that lives like 20 hours away, I'm seeing that woman again." And dad's like, "Hey, where are you so you're safe?" And she goes, "I'm at my apartment." And he goes, "Good." But then the camera zooms out and she's at the house that was haunted when they were young. And then there's scenes throughout the next 3 episodes where she's dancing around the house and all possessed or whatever. In the first episode, one of the brothers walks up to her apartment to take care of her. And he looks over and he goes, "Oh, Jesus, you scared me," because the sister's in the side of the room. But then he walks over to... Then while he's putting things down, she's standing there looking at him silently. And the phone rings, and it's dad, and he's going, "Hey, have you know about what's the sister's name?" I forgot it. And she goes, "Yeah, she's standing right next to me, like, in the other side of the room." He goes, "Nah, she's dead." And he goes, "What?" And she goes, "She's dead." And he turns around, and, like, she's, like, there, and then she starts to, like, kind of moan, but then her face and body just deteriorates and, like, rots away, and then he falls over, and she disappears, and that's the end of episode 1.
That's a pretty good spoiler.
Yeah, I mean, in episode...
Did you miss anything? Should I watch it? Or should I just start from episode 2 now? I don't need to watch episode 1.
Yeah, I don't really think you need to. As long as you... know, I mean...
At the moment, I have no time. My time is took up till Christmas at the moment.
Wow.
I'm pre-booked for watching what we're watching.
I mean, Stranger Things season 3 is out.
Yeah, that will be good.
Stranger Things, I've not even got. I think I got to the final episode of season 1 and then it didn't continue.
So you've not seen season 2?
Not yet.
Oh my gosh, I've you don't even know what goes down.
No, I don't.
What are you going to do? Are you going to like have a little binge catch up on series 2?
Binge.
Before?
I watch it when I fancy watching it.
Okay. When's season 3 out?
People are saying sometime around July.
Let's check it. A game, release.
It's got a game coming at the same time as the first episode's release. But it's nothing incredible.
Stranger Things 3 will arrive on the 4th of July, 2019.
Isn't that like Special American Day?
It's Independence Day.
Independence Day? Aliens?
So yeah, while Fossey's been doing that, we've been still binging on Once Upon a Time on Netflix.
By we, you mean you.
Me, Mother, and The Feather are all super hooked.
Yes.
On that. We just finished series 2 yesterday, just started series 3. I think there's 8 series. So we're took up 45 minutes an episode. But it's just so good. It's just good.
It's interesting, but I never find the time to watch it.
It's really well made. And just loving the older Robbie Carlyle. Yeah. I've said it before.
Which one's that?
The one who plays Rumpelstiltskin.
He's good. I'm like, damn, that's... Ooh, he's one good actor guy. He looks pretty
just
cool.
A great character.
Yes.
It must be fun to play. Good actor.
It's like, he looks like... to me, he's the only sort of good character that I've seen. All the rest of them are like, hey kids, where's the bad guy? He's behind me?
Yeah, but they're supposed to be fairy tale, lovely, happy, happy, good people of pure heart.
Yeah, so but then you've got Rumpelstiltskin going, look away, I'm killing this man. He stole my sprinkles from...
He stole my sprinkles.
He stole my sprinkles. My cat. He stole my cat.
My cat, Mr. Sprinkles.
I also...
Ah, do you know what? If we had a cat, I'd love to call it Mr. Sprinkles. That'd be amazing.
I mean, technically...
What?
We do.
We'll just take somebody else's cat.
Well, I mean, technically, we already own someone else's cat.
Do you know, we
that
don't...
That sounds wrong.
We don't own cats. We don't we have not bought cats.
Not
We've not gone to get cats. Do you know how many cats live outside my front door?
7.
Nearly 5 at the moment we've got. 5 cats from the local area of Stranus. And clearly, cats have a brilliant method of communication because we used to have 1 cat which would sit outside the door. Mew, 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 look at me, I'm so cute. Give me a little bit of food.
And now they're all outside with crowbars.
And I say to the Dawny, do not feed the cat, don't feed the cat, don't feed the cat. Next thing, 2 cats. And they're not mummy and daddy cats, they're just 2 cats. Then 3 cats, 4 cats, 5 cats. One of which is neurotic as hell and tries to like take your jugular every time you go outside. Or if you dare to put some food down for one of the other cats. Mind you, talking about being assaulted outside my front door, we've also got 2 lovely chickens, lovely hens that provide us with eggs, the perfect country lifestyle.
And a cockerel.
Unfortunately, they're looked after by a complete bastard, the cockerel. He is the viciousest. It's like if he's like carrying a flick knife, isn't he? He's like, he's
what?
Got...
So he's got like the slick hair and he's going down the alleyway. He's like snapping his fingers.
Yes. He has got double...
the greaser jacket.
Double bloody blades hanging out the back of his legs. And he is a total vicious thing. He's got to go.
Well...
Is this thing recording? Dead cockerel's got to go. He's got to go to the stock pot in the sky, I tell you. Because he's just going to be... Oh, it's a liability now. He's going to have the postman. That's what he's going to do.
Could you imagine?
He's going to walk outside, the postman's going to have all like the scratches across his face and be like looking terrified, all his trousers ragged out.
What, you open the door and he jumps?
He'll go back to headquarters and be like, what, was it a dog? He just go, no, not a dog, just a giant cock. Carole.
Carole.
Charge.
I'm Steve Carole.
I'm a cock Carole. Steve but yeah, anyway, so you know, never know. Don't be surprised if one
could
day he's gone on holiday.
Could you imagine if he went on holiday?
What, a cockerel?
The cockerel that we have.
I'd
and
love
he never returned, except one night you looked outside into the distance and you saw a school. I'm not going to continue that story. No, you looked out into the distance and you saw
it'd be like,
blue haze. Like, you zoomed in on it. What was it? It's a horse. What's on top of the horse? The headless chicken.
The headless chicken.
He chases you with his little
across the moors knife. At night, like the cock of the Baskervilles.
Yeah, he goes, caca, caca.
Yeah.
I love how you just
his preferred mode of transport.
No, I just love
caca.
No, I just love what the listeners heard there.
What was that?
If you put that in, caca, caca.
I like it. Have you been YouTubing this week then, mister?
Yes.
What you been YouTubing?
Not much.
Really?
Jeremy Kyle.
What? Who? Jeremy. You've been YouTubing Jeremy Kyle?
I don't know. It's like, what the annoying part is there's not... Because my YouTube's decided to mess up, I haven't had a lot of interesting things on my recommended.
Really?
Yeah.
For some reason, I've been getting like... Well, I don't know. I just get weird stuff on my recommends.
Well, like... When you see this, you buy them all.
Yeah. For some reason, I've got, like, knockout punches by Butterbean at the minute. Oh, what's that all got to do with me?
Because you like Butterbeans?
Yeah, but do you know what? I probably have looked at something to do more with beans and... Not magic beans. Like, probably some bean bloody chili. And I end up with Butterbean. Some ginormo American boxer dude who clearly had the punch of kings because he could seriously mash people up. So,
I've been watching Mortal Kombat 11.
You've been watching what?
Oh, Mortal Kombat 11.
Isn't that the one with like the worstest of the worstest fatalities and things?
Yes, but it is looking amazing. It's like they released a story trailer, and because I've played the last three games, I'm like, and my brain's like, whoa, you're bringing characters from the original to the new one and characters from the kind of new one to the new one. And oh my God, there's a fatality where you take blood out of someone and then you solidify it and stab it back into them. Wow.
But anyway, I know that Mortal Kombat does look insanely over-the-toply gory.
The story is good in this one.
It's got a story?
Yeah.
But I thought it was just like, fight!
No, it's had a story for the past three games.
Really?
Yeah, basically, they did Mortal Kombat 1 to 3, and then they remade it in 2009 with Mortal Kombat, just Mortal Kombat, and it was basically a remake that involved the characters from Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3, but they made a storyline out of it. And then Mortal Kombat X was 2013, I think, and that had its own story. And then Mortal Kombat 11, which is... coming out like next month, it's like a story that involves how something's gone wrong in the timeline, how one of the characters that weren't meant to be evil has gone evil. So this woman who's like, I control time, has come back and she's like, I will bring back people from the past to help you kill this man.
It sounds insanely over the top as usual,
but it looks really
good. Showed me one where a man essentially kicks the guy in the nuts and his whole spine and everything and skull shoots out the top of his head.
Not just that.
Because he kicked him in the nuts.
First of all, that basically...
Pretty
that
believable funny, stuff, funny if enough, you ask me. Pretty believable.
Funny enough, that person who did it was... who was I just talking about?
Who? Bob Monkhouse?
Someone Cage.
What? Nicolas Cage?
No. I've lost it now. So it's Sonya Blade... Cassie Cage and someone else Cage.
Luke Cage.
Who?
What?
Who?
So anyway, so is it worth setting homework, do you think? Anything you want to see at the moment? Anything you want to watch?
Not really.
Nothing you want to watch? Nothing you want to see. My life is complete. Game of life completed. Level up.
No, nothing really. I mean, I've got something on, but I can't remember what the name of it is.
It's coming back to me. The look of confusion. Brow is furrowed.
One of the things I wanted to watch is... It's always funny. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Is that the one with Danny DeVito?
Yeah.
Danny DeRito.
That is the one with Danny DeVito.
It's an episode though, isn't it?
Yes, it's an episode.
Okay, so we watched the first episode of that.
Yes.
Should we watch
it live on the podcast?
That'll be an easy one because that'll be a quick... How long is it on for? Half an hour? 45 minutes sort of thing? Okay, we'll watch the first episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Netflix? Is that what it's on? Netflix. Who else is in it?
Danny DeVito Jr.
Danny DeVito Jr. What does that mean?
Danny DeVito Senior. Danny DeVito.
You're just making it up now.
No.
Yeah, you are. Let's have a look. Oh, look, Danny DeVito, is it? Always Sunny in Philadelphia. 8.7 out of 10.
I'm just happy to see Danny DeVito still acting.
96% on the Rotten Tomatoes. That's a great score. What's it about then? What do you know about it? Because I know nothing about it.
Well, what I do know about it is it's a bunch of friends, quote unquote. I don't know if they are friends.
Yeah.
That run a shop.
They're owners of the unsuccessful Paddy's Pub.
Okay.
A group of degenerates who like nothing more than to conspire and scheme and revel in each other's miseries. Whether gaming the welfare system, exploiting dumpster babies. Wow. Paint a picture. Pretending to be crippled, impersonating officers, or faking funerals. The gang never stoops too low in the name of making a buck.
Do you want to see a funny scene?
Okay.
Do you want to see a funny scene? I'll show you after.
We'll watch it.
Yeah, cool. Let's do it.
We'll watch it. Well, what I might do then is just decide on something. Yeah, we can't really listen to a podcast together, can we? Because that's not really going to happen.
No.
So,
there was a film I wanted to watch. Probably not interested in it.
What film is it?
It was a horror film.
What film?
I've just forgotten it. Hang on. It's a new one. I mean, The Boy was okay, I suppose. I haven't watched it, but I've heard it was okay. And then I watched
The Boy.
And I was pretty bored.
It was poor.
Hey, how about we watch Sinister? Because that looks like it's perfect.
Sinister?
It was actually directed...
It was old school.
It was actually directed by the same guy who did The Conjuring, who is now doing Aquaman.
Aquaman. 63% for Sinister.
Wait, when does The Conjuring 3 come out?
But I'm really not a fan of them ones.
Shh.
I'm not.
Well, it's not even out yet.
Lucky the cheese,
you.
Man.
Lucky you, it ain't even out yet.
Cheers. We could watch Ouija.
I would say Ouija 2. Oh, wait, no, that one's better. That one's got better reviews, I think.
Has it?
Yes.
Which one's this one? The Origin of Evil. 82% on
unless
the Tomatoes of Rottenness.
Unless you want to watch the first one.
What's the first one?
Not good.
Ouija 1.
No, I think it's just called Ouija.
A Ouija movie. Has it got Luigi in it, like we said?
No, sadly not.
6% on Rotten Tomatoes. Damn! That's low.
There's a funny scene in the film where this girl gets possessed by looking into the thing in the middle, like that. Exactly kind of like that.
Into the planchette.
Yeah, yeah. And then she gets
possessed. It's a lovely word to say. Planchette.
And then, bear in mind, this film takes around Christmas time. So she looks into the thing, and she's like, oh, I'm possessed now. So then she walks out to the balcony, or not the balcony, the place above the stairs. And goes, huh, that's some pretty good-looking Christmas lights. So she hangs herself. But it's quite funny.
So the original planchette.
Yes.
Now it has, like, a pointer sort of form to it. And yes. Then it spells out on the board. But the original planchette, we actually had a pencil through it, or a pen through it. And then as you scrolled around, that's what would write out the words.
Oh, I thought you would hold it and it'd
write. You'd hold it, and yeah, essentially it had like a pen, like a spirograph.
Could you imagine if you did that? And you had like a really good, like, really good handwriting.
Yeah, I'm possessed by William Shakespeare. Why, I'm writing a sonnet. That'd be amazing. In scrolled out perfect handwriting. I'm not fancying Ouija anyway.
That's fine.
It looks pretty garbage. We'll stick to TV things, man. We'll stick to TV shows. We're going to do the Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
What's the most rated TV show? You're not typing anything.
I love not typing stuff.
What's the most rated...
I'm
going to
waste the ink on my computer.
What's the most rated TV show ever? Then
best shows on Netflix.
Categorise it from...
From 5 days ago.
Okay, good enough.
The best series.
I bet the top one's going to be Something Stupid.
Oh, I've seen that. Something Stupid.
Oh, well, it's Black Mirror.
Let's have a look what they're saying.
BoJack Horseman, I watched the first episode. It's not the greatest.
Never seen it.
It's okay, but it's not like comedy. It's not
Stranger
it's not
Things.
Too comedy.
We've seen.
Well, you have almost. Daredevil. I want to, but guess what? They cancelled it.
What about The Staircase?
Oh wow,
that's a documentary about a murder.
I think I heard about that.
Yeah, there was basically one of those. Well, the guy's an author.
Yep.
And he's like in the real world. He's a real person, real author, and his wife's discovered dead at the bottom of a staircase, and it's one of these did he have something to do with it type TV series. Maybe that one. Plus it's a bit of realness. Altered Carbon, my friends been watching that, and they said it's cool, but a bit weirdness. Rick and Morty, I just never really got into it.
Did you know you liked it? Do you know what was announced last year?
What was announced?
One of the directors published a photo onto Twitter.
Yeah.
It was a hand-drawn drawing of Rick and Morty saying something.
Yeah.
And it was Rick saying, oh, geez. Or Morty saying, oh, geez, Rick. We've just been, set up for another 70 episodes.
How did you...
So they've got 70 more episodes coming, which is, seven seasons.
Yeah, that's full on.
Which is, it's good for the fans, because then they at least know that there's seven more seasons.
Well, I know, it's not, when you like you say, if you find something that you really bang into, but I just never, it never struck a chord with me.
Not a lot of things strike a chord with me.
Not really.
No, I don't really watch a lot of things that are like, oh my God.
Well, I'll tell you what then, for you, we're going to watch a bit of comedy.
Yep.
We're going to watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And then for me, I think we'll go for The Staircase, which is obviously a real crime show, which I do like.
Is it a TV show or a movie?
It's a TV show.
Okay.
It's shot on however many parts or whatever. I think they're about an hour, 50-minute hour episodes, but it's essentially the story of what happened. Was it a murder, wasn't it?
Okay.
So you never know. We might watch one episode of yours and be like, oh, this is amazing. We're on it. We might watch this and think, I need to watch the end to see if he did. Did he do it? Didn't he do it?
It's probably going to be like whatever you watched where nobody knows.
Nobody knows. I watched listened to another podcast, and it was about a place in America called the Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalkers, I like them people. Or they're also known as the Rake.
Are they? So the Skinwalker is a Navajo Indian type of harmful witch and legend. But yeah, I think they're a bit of a shapeshifter type of man stroke beast.
Yes.
Wolf beast Dali, who goes out, disguise themselves as animals, and generally out there for the disposing of peoples.
That isn't the Skinwalker, that's the Goat Man.
The Goat Man of Skinwalkerness.
Also, have you ever heard of a Wendigo?
A Wendigo?
A Wendigo.
I've heard of the Wendigo.
What?
If I've heard of the Wendigo, I won't be able to sleep.
What? Have you seen the photo that went around?
Of what?
Of the Wendigo? Type in the Rake.
The Rake.
As in Skinwalker or the Rake or whatever.
Can I just say, though, this was an episode of Last Podcast on the Left. I think it's a 3-episode series they did on Skinwalker Ranch, which is a real place in America.
Yeah.
And essentially it was a weird one where it's all to do with, cattle mutilations and strange paranormal, bit like poltergeist activity.
Yeah.
And then a bit like, is it like government on my land? Is it like a bit UFOs? And it's just super interesting. And you listen to it for the 3 episodes and it's bonkers what's going on. To these poor people that bought this land to try and be ranchers, to make a living for themselves.
Yeah.
And they are seriously going through some weird stuff. But at the end of it, they'd set up cameras and this and that. No proof.
Yeah.
Nothing. Sure. And then as soon as they turn the cameras off, mutilated cow. It's like, what is it?
It's because they're good. If you go to images, you might get an image of it. It was on an episode of, what was that? Old TV... No, it's not it. What was that old TV show that we used to watch?
Which one?
It was the one where, fact or... It's not fact or fate, was it? It was the one that where all the people came together and they all gave a story and it was we like this story more.
Oh, yeah, that was... I think it was fact or fate.
If just go up and type in The Rake.
The Rake? Am I just going to get pictures of The Rake?
No, hopefully not. If you type The Rake, you'll probably get the creature. That was the image that was going around.
Yeah, but...
Which is, it's a pretty cool image.
It is a cool image, but my problem, my big problem with all of these images and all this now is I just don't believe anything anymore on the internet because everything's fake. Everything. Everybody is like an expert at home on their little CGIGs. I just never quite believe it. And it's always we were out camping by the woods and nobody noticed at the time. And when we rewatched it, there was an alien... And it was there with his big eyes, and it's just like, no. You're all there. It's like a foot off your shoulder. You would have noticed. Do you know what I'm saying? What are them two rakes doing?
What is that?
It's like a salad thing.
No, it's got a title to it. Click that. The title, Camera, The Rake is Now.
That's like 3 rakes, and I don't know what that rake is doing to the other rake. That looks like it's been on Rake Hub.
The rake is now being deemed the take.
That is a very strange.
But yeah, Wendigos. You'd know Wendigos from Until Dawn.
Until Dawn.
They were the very skinny creatures that were like, and then they killed people. The story of the Wendigos, before you search it, basically, it's what happens is there's this spirit that's like, if people were to...
These are like legendary creatures, yeah? Or yes. Are they supposed to be the reals? Or
no, they're like, they're like beasts. They're like old story sort of thing.
Angoliquian?
Basically, it's there's a spirit in the forests, and if someone
supposedly was from Canada, legend from Canada, folklore tales of mythical man-eating creature, evil spirit native to the northern forests, the Wendigo.
Yes. Basically, it's...
Mind you, if I was, like, looking that scary and they'd called me Wendy, I'd be pretty pissed as well.
You're not a Wendy, though, are you? You're a Wendigo.
Yeah, but it's like, Wendy, go. Wendy! Put down that corpse. Wendy, go. I'd be pretty annoyed as well.
Basically...
I'd be screaming.
Basically, all it is that there's a spirit in the forest and it's like, have you eaten humans? And then if he goes yes, he'll transform
into... Have you been eating
that.
Humans again? Do you eat humans?
No.
Do you need help in the forest? Are you devouring humans?
Yes.
Well, go, Wendy.
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 Quickly, right?
Look at me, Wendy.
Have you heard of the zombie deer virus?
No.
You not heard of the zombie deer virus?
No.
If you type in zombie deer virus, you'll kind of get the story of it. Basically, there's this virus that's been going around deers now where it kind of eats them out from the inside.
Chronic wasting disease.
Yeah.
Commonly referred to as zombie deer disease.
Do you want to hear the scary bit?
Yeah.
We don't know what would happen if humans were to get it.
Yeah.
And the first time you start seeing anything that would relate to it is 2 years after it's happened to the deer.
Yeah, but this is just like blooming mad cow's disease. It's
zombies
like
are going down.
It's a form of spongiformitis of the brain that would drive you bonkers. We've seen this already in cows.
Yes, I know, but has humans eaten cows with it?
Yes, that's how people got it.
Did they go crazy?
Yeah, well, yeah, no, they just lost their... They had severe brain damage and died. Hence them slaughtering the entire UK stock of cattle back then. I'm not sure how many, but it was a lot.
I mean, all I know is that currently the zombie deer disease is only American, so, I mean, Donald Trump, watch your back. Add cow diseases.
When was it? Let's have a look what year it was.
When was mad cow disease in the UK? Top, people ask.
1986.
Wow.
Was when we had that. Yeah, but it was like everyone was proper off it. The whole beef industry was on the point of collapse. They had to slaughter like pretty much the whole UK herd. Nobody was eating nothing. Nobody was eating like... Because apparently they were munching up when you're making your mince. They were like chucking in like everything, bit of spine and everything. And of course, yeah. It was contained in the spinal fluid.
Yes.
And... Although it was never going to happen, transferred to humans, unfortunately.
Yes.
Mm. So you never know. We might be zombies already.
Well, not us.
Well, no, because we don't eat much deer. Or cows. Or any meat. Any meat.
Deer and yeas. Cows.
Oh dear, oh dear. So then, I think we've had a fair waffle this week. Quite enjoyed it, actually.
Yeah, it's been all right.
Yeah, might come back, might not.
Don't know.
We'll let you know.
Somehow.
Or we won't.
Yeah, basically, if it doesn't happen, next week we'll just have 1 hour of tornado warning sounds. That's not tornado warning sounds.
Why? Do we have to listen to a tornado warning sound just to be able to tell the people out there what is a tornado warning sound?
Yeah, this is what you were listening out for.
What?
Just type in, like, weather alert sound warning. Yeah, there you go, tornado warning. Just search that. Nope. That's not... What was it? Was it tornado or not? Basically, it's just
what about creepy tornado siren.
Skip into it a bit because you just got.
This thing's heading right for Dodge City.
They're nowhere near a city. Gauge how far the tornado is. Just skip into it a bit so we get the alarm sound. We are
heading. It's a big tornado. So yeah, essentially, we'll either be back or we won't.
Indeed.
But if we do, we'll report back on the homework we're setting. TV homework. But if not, there may just be the sound of silence or no sound at all. Which would be the sound of silence?
That's the tornado warning sound. We should have that for an hour.
We're going to have this.
It goes...
That's the tornado warning sound.
Then it'll go...
Wow. It sounds like an old Spectrum computer loading up. Well, this has been The Weekly Waffle, episode 8.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for listening. If you've got any questions, of course, or any opinions on whether we should be back or not, send them in to...
theweeklywafflepodcast@gmail.com.
Hmm.
Not the Gmail, just Gmail.
So if you do, you do. And if you don't, we won't. Thanks very much for listening. I've been me. He's been him. This has been The Weekly Waffle Podcast.
Goodbye, people.
Goodbye, people. Have a great week. We'll catch you later. I'll tell you no matter.